Hello, everyone. So, I remember that the college years of mine weren't the only time periods of my life where I would have medicinal erotica dialogues with abuse survivors. This has been happening since 2011. Talking to abuse survivors, I was 18 at the time, so it was appropriate for me to have these talks with other adults at the time. So I've been having these talks with abuse survivors for 13 years. And recently I'm still having these kind of talks with abuse survivors. So even when I graduated from Beacon on May 2nd, 2015, and upward over the years, more and more survivors would come to me and we would have these medicinal erotica dialogues that we would hold with each other. And they would say, Antonio, we should create our own industry of erotica. And it would be wonderful for you to lead us off on it and lead us on it, actually. And so these conversations, we were basically agreeing with each other in question form when we would say, wouldn't it be wonderful if in our erotic industry, the abuse survivors were chief accessibility officers, CAOs. The abuse survivors were chief administrative officers, CAOs. The abuse survivors were the chief analytics officers, CAOs. The abuse survivors were the chief audit executive, CAEs, director of audit, director of internal audit, auditor general, or controller general. The abuse survivors are the chief marketing officers, CMOs, global marketing officers, marketing directors, chief brand officers. The abuse survivors are the chief business officers, CBOs. The abuse survivors are the chief channel officers, CCOs. The abuse survivors are the chief commercial officers, CCOs. The abuse survivors are the public relations officers, PROs, or chief communications officers, CCO, or corporate communications officer. The abuse survivors are the chief compliance officers, CCOs. The abuse survivors are the chief content officers, CCOs. The abuse survivors are the chief creative officers, CCOs. The abuse survivors are the chief data officers, CDOs. The abuse survivors are the chief design officers, CDOs, or design executive officers, DEOs. The abuse survivors are the chief digital officers, CDOs, or chief digital information officers, CDIOs. The abuse survivors are the chief diversity officers, CDOs. The abuse survivors are the chief executive officers, CEOs. The abuse survivors are the chief experience officers, CXOs. The abuse survivors are the chief financial officers, CFOs. The abuse survivors are the chief gaming officers, chief game officers. The abuse survivors are the chief human resource officers, CHROs, or chief people officers, CPOs. The abuse survivors are the chief information officers, CIOs, chief digital information officers, CDIOs, or information technology IT directors. The abuse survivors are the chief information security officers, CISOs. The abuse survivors are the chief innovation officers, CINOs, or chief technology innovation officers, CTIOs. The abuse survivors are the chief investment officers, CIOs. The abuse survivors are the chief knowledge officers, CKOs. The abuse survivors are the chief learning officers, CLOs. The abuse survivors are the general counsel, chief legal officers, CLOs. The abuse survivors are the chief marketing officers, CMOs, global marketing officers, or marketing directors, or chief brand officers. The abuse survivors are the chief medical officers, CMOs. The abuse survivors are the chief merchandising officers, CMOs. The abuse survivors are the chief networking officers, CNOs. The abuse survivors are the chief operating officers, COOs. The abuse survivors are the chief privacy officers, CPOs. The abuse survivors are the chief procurement officers, CPOs. The abuse survivors are the chief product officers, CPOs, head of product or VP of product. The abuse survivors are the chief research officers, CROs, research officers, or research directors. The abuse survivors are the chief restructuring officers, CROs. The abuse survivors are the chief revenue officers, CROs. The abuse survivors are the chief risk officers, chief risk management officers, so CROs, CRMOs, or chief risk and compliance officers, CRCOs. The abuse survivors are the chief scientific officers, CSOs. The abuse survivors are the chief security officers, CSOs. The abuse survivors are the chief solutions officers, CSOs. The abuse survivors are the chief strategy officers, CSOs. The abuse survivors are the chief sustainability officers. The abuse survivors are the chief technology officers, CTOs. The abuse survivors are the chief visionary officers or chief vision officers, CVOs. The abuse survivors are the chief web officers, CWOs. The abuse survivors are the chairspersons. The abuse survivors are the creative directors. The abuse survivors are the developmental directors. The abuse survivors are the development directors. The abuse survivors are the general counsel. The abuse survivors are the executive directors. The abuse survivors are the non-executive directors, independent directors, or external directors. The abuse survivors are the presidents. The abuse survivors are representative directors. The abuse survivors are the vice presidents. The abuse survivors are the managers. The abuse survivors are the general managers, GMs. The abuse survivors are the account managers, AMs. The abuse survivors are the supervisors or leads. The abuse survivors are the product manager, PMs. The abuse survivors are the force person. The abuse survivors are the board of directors. The abuse survivors are the corporate governance. The abuse survivors are the executive compensation. The abuse survivors fit all the list of abbreviations used in the business and financial context. The abuse survivors are the senior management, executive management, upper management. The abuse survivors are the supervisory board. The abuse survivors are the talent management, TM, and all these corporate titles. And these are all the corporate titles within our abuse survivor RAN, sex industry, adult film industry, and erotica industry. So basically, we agreed that it would be wonderful if, as abuse survivors, we were the chief officers, senior executives, and mid-level executives of our controlled by us erotica industry. And then we talked about how, as abuse survivors within our erotica industry, what if the abuse survivors had the job titles of representatives, analysts, administrators, consultants, technicians, agents, associates, generalists, coordinators, specialists, sales representatives, IT analysts, database administrators, information security consultants, network technicians, customer care agents, sales associates, HR generalists, and HR coordinators and marketing specialists. And we talked about what if within our erotica industry, what if we, as abuse survivors, had entry-level job titles such as intern, trainee, apprentice, assistants. Examples: sales assistants, apprentice engineer, sales apprentice, financial advisor trainee, underwriter trainee, IT intern, legal team intern, as examples. And we talked about, wouldn't it be wonderful that within our erotic industry as abuse survivors, we were the sales force developers, Android developers, CQL developers, iOS developers, Java developers, network engineers, front-end developers, software developers, software engineers, web developers, individual contributors, back-end developers, front-end developers, entry-level data analysis, entry-level data analysts, information security analysts, IT technicians and CIOs, network administrators, QA testers, computer technicians, system administrators, data scientists, data analysts, IT technicians, data network administrators. And then we were talking about, what if we as abuse survivors in the erotica industry, what if we were the engineering technicians, manufacturing engineers, data engineers, entry level software engineers, electrical engineers, quality engineers, mechanical engineers, network engineers, and software engineers. And we talked about, wouldn't it be great within our erotica industry that as abuse survivors, we were the chief information security officers, cybersecurity engineers, AWS cloud architects, penetration testers, blockchain developers, application security engineers, security engineers, COC analysts, cybersecurity analysts, and information security analysts. And then we talk about, what if we, in our erotica industry, what if we as abuse survivors were the cryptocurrency traders, blockchain consultants, cryptocurrency writers, crypto analysts, and blockchain analysts and blockchain developers? What if we, as abuse survivors within our erotic industry, what if we were the key account sales manager, wholesale fashion, senior account executive retail, business development managers, like healthcare, and inside sales rep and territory sales manager and national sales director, VIP of sales? And we talk about, what if we in our erotic industry as abuse survivors, what if we were the sales executive, business development representatives, inside sales representatives, sales development representatives, sales consultant, salesperson, sales manager, account executive, sales representative, sales associate? And we talked about, what if in our erotic industry as abuse survivors, what if we were the marketing associates, social media coordinators, brand managers, marketing directors, marketing analysts, marketing coordinators, marketing managers, social media managers, copywriters, and brand ambassadors? And then we talked about, what if we as abuse survivors within our erotica industry, what if we were the public relations assistant, communications coordinator, vice president communications, spokesperson, communication specialist, publicist, public information officers, public relations specialist, communications manager, communications directors? And we said, what if we as abuse survivors within our erotica industry, what if we were the public relations directors, PROs, PR consultants, senior public relations managers, PR managers, PR assistants, public relations managers, public relations assistants, publicists, public relations specialists? And we said to ourselves, what if we as abuse survivors within our erotica industry, what if we were the game designers, industrial designers, web designers, creative directors, designers, instructional designers, art directors, illustrators, UX designers, and graphic designers? And we said, what if we as abuse survivors in our erotic industry, what if we were the community managers, recruiters, HR assistants, HR analysts, HR generalists, HR coordinators, virtual recruiters, human resources managers, headhunters, training managers, facilities managers, customer service representatives, customer service managers, customer success managers, call center supervisors, CSMs, implementation managers, call center managers, call center representatives, relationship managers, remote account managers, chat agents, CSRs, remote chat agents, call center supervisors, call center representatives, online chat agents, call center managers, live chat agents, call center directors, customer care representatives, product managers, associate product managers, product owners, product designers, product engineers, senior product managers, APMs, product analysts, product design engineers, junior product managers. And then we said, what if we, as abuse survivors within our own erotica industry, what if we were the distribution, the supply chain, the operations, the logistics, the forklift operators, the machine operators, the material handlers, the warehouse managers, the warehouse associates, the warehouse supervisors, the logistic managers, the production managers, the order selectors, the logistic coordinators, the chief diversity officers, the diversity officers, the diversity directors, the diversity coordinators, the diversity consultants, the chief culture officers, the diversity managers, the diversity trainers, the director of diversity and inclusion, the inclusion specialists, the operations manager, director of operations, vice president of operations, the operations research analyst, the COOs, the operations analysts, the operations specialists, the operations coordinators, the business operations managers, and the solutions consultants. And then we said, what if we, as abuse survivors, within our erotic industry, what if we were the virtual assistants, the receptionists, administrative assistants, the personal assistants, the office assistants, the clerical assistants, the mail clerks, the assistants, the file clerks, the executive assistants, secretaries, the office managers, the administrative coordinators, the office administrators, the facilities managers, the building managers, director of facilities management, the maintenance directors, the facilities coordinators, the facilities engineers, the facilities assistants, the director of maintenance, the facilities maintenance managers, the move coordinators, the intellectual property, the regulatory compliance, the contract management, the legal conflict management, the litigation, the privacy, the legal assistants, the legal secretaries, the in-house counsel, general counsel, the compliance officers, the counsel, the patent agents, the contract administrators, the in-house counsel, the chief compliance officers, the accountants, the bookkeepers, the CPAs, the accounting clerks, the staff accountants, the staff assistants, the accounting assistants, the controllers, the senior accountants, the tax accountants, the accounting managers, the payroll specialists, the payroll managers, the payroll clerks, the payroll administrators, the payroll directors, the payroll accountants, the payroll technicians, the payroll processors, the HR payroll specialists, HR payroll administrators, the payroll specialists, payroll managers, the payroll clerk, the payroll administrators, the payroll processors. And we as abuse survivors said, within our own erotic industry, what if we were the financial analysts, the financial advisors, the economists, the credit analysts, the budget analysts, the entry-level financial analysts, the CFOs, the finance managers, the purchasing agents, the financial managers, the actuaries, the insurance adjusters, the claims adjusters, insurance agents, the actuarial analysts, the insurance underwriters, the insurance investigators, the adjusters, the entry-level actuaries, the insurance claims adjusters, the insurance agents, the claims adjustments trainees. The chair persons, the sales persons, the artisans, the crafts persons, the chief happiness officers, the cast members, the muses, the director of storytelling, and so these are the kind of things that we would talk about amongst each other. And then we would talk about what if we, as abuse survivors in our own erotic industry, what if we were the housekeepers, the estate managers, the butlers, the cooks, the handy persons, the companions, the home health aides, the maids, the house persons, the gardeners, the close protection, the, you know, part of the couple's domestic staff, the chauffeurs, the the private chefs, the household managers, and we would be the nannies and executive housekeepers of the children while the adults are away. We help take care of the kids. And so what if we were the domestic staff as abuse survivors? That way we keep kids from what we do as adults. And then we talked about what it would be like as abuse survivors to have our own entourage within our erotica industry. Like, what if we were the stylists, the agents, the managers, the business managers, tour managers, the personal managers, the publicists, the personal assistants, the attorneys, the lawyers. I mean, we would just have these prolific graphic discussions with each other. And I want to say that the compound complex traumas did not eradicate our intellect, that's for sure. It also did not eradicate our boundaries. It did not, you know, as human beings, in terms of moving forward from the trauma. And the compound complex traumas didn't eradicate our humaneness either. So I now want to discuss something very sensitive. Many of y'all are wondering what will happen if any of your erotica, meaning us, gets into the hands of mainstream porn people. I said to myself that I would definitely hire a team of piracy prevention specialists. Like, I would hire technological expertise, and they get paid to combat piracy. So what I would do is, one, they would be tasked to go find any of our material on these mainstream porn websites. And if they were able to find our material, they need to, you know, they would reach out to these mainstream porn companies like, hey, you have to pay us, because if you don't, we are willing to sue you because you put our material, our content on your website without our permission. And If you do not agree to fairly compensate us for all the time periods you've had our material on your website, not only will we go litigation, we may press criminal charges. So that's how we'll do it. And let's say they took the easy way out of this and compensated us. I think what would be difficult is how many people, understandably so, have issues with mainstream porn in terms of porn category titles, porn tags, and the discriminatory traditions, the discriminatory policies, the discriminatory content, discriminatory material, discriminatory practices, and you know, the discriminatory ideas, the discriminatory laws, the discriminatory systems, discriminatory institutions, discriminatory individuals and discriminatory groups of people that is rampant in a lot of mainstream porn, not all mainstream porn. So I would have to figure out how I can not fall prey to piracy and not make it look like I'm in bed with those who are of a misalignment with the human rights movement. I think that's very challenging. It's a very challenging concept, and that's why I'm glad I have a team of people to help me sort that out, because me taking their money, well, us, it would not be because we support everything within mainstream porn, because obviously we don't. That's why we created our own industry. I'm speaking as if it's already happening. But it's a sense of, hey, you know, we're not going to allow y'all to rip us off. We're not going to allow y'all to Ponzi scheme us. And we're not going to allow y'all to be of trickery or treachery regarding us. So you pay people what you owe them for what you did wrong to them. That's not the same as, oh, we're going to purposely do a deal together. It's more of, you took our stuff without permission, either easy way, give us what you owe us, or we're going to have you take our stuff down from your site. We're going to have the courts force you to give us the money. And if you keep being resistant, prosecution is going to ensue. It's going to be civil court and criminal court, plain and simple. And anybody doing piracy against us have civil court and criminal court to worry about regarding us. it'll be that way. Now, what's also challenging is that I think about the concept of cyberbullying. It tends to happen to XXX workers. That's why I would employ virtual bodyguards and in-person bodyguards, in terms of each and every person working for us, working with us, because violent whorephobia is real. I saw it in childhood. Murderous whorephobia is real. I saw that in childhood. Violent hierarchy is real. I saw that in childhood. And murderous hierarchy is real. I saw that in childhood. And people being robbed due to whorephobia, I saw that in childhood. And people being robbed due to hierarchy, I saw that in childhood too. So, I would also make sure that all the sexologists, all the sex experts, all the sex therapists, all the sex surrogate partners, all the sex coaches, all the erotic intimacy specialists, all the intimacy coaches, all the pleasure coaches, all the sensuality coaches, all the dating and romantic coaches will be specialized in abuse survivors and sex workers. I would make sure that all the intimacy coordinators, all the intimacy choreographers, would also specialize in abuse survivors and sex workers too. I even think about how I want the majority of the staff to be abuse survivors. Non-abuse survivors are more than welcome to work with us and for us. And at the same time, I really want the staff to truly understand what it's like to survive violent trauma. I would make sure that all of our directors, movement directors, choreographers, intimacy directors are specialized in abuse survivors and sex workers too. I'm just giving us ideas. It's just like for me, I would just make sure that we have healthy relationships with law enforcement, with therapists, with counselors, with psychiatrists, with psychologists, or just trained professionals in general, with dietitians, nutritionists, and gym trainers, with doctors, with dentists, you know, with medical teams, with surgeons. Law enforcement, with the intelligence community and the executive branch, judiciary branch, and the federal branch of the government of the United States, and there's plenty of people that would side with us on what we're attempting to do. And I'm just thinking about how I'm just thinking about what it would be like to be in a situation where we would also just have consultants and educators regarding abuse survivors and sex work, also as a way of creating a protection unit, safety and sanity unit, and these are the kind of things that me and the abuse survivors in our 13 years so far of conversations have talked about. And I know that for me, and I must be honest with y'all about this, I had difficulty in these ideas more than just, you know, children and families and the institutions, religious and secular, that I told you about in the last episode. My other reasons were I don't want to be a shock jock. I don't want to be squeaky clean. I also don't want to put anybody in danger. I don't want to get anybody sick. I didn't want to get anybody's health to be compromised. And I didn't want anybody to endure homophobia hierarchy because of these ideas. I didn't want anybody to endure sex shaming, slut shaming, body shaming, prude shaming, kink shaming, and consent shaming because of our ideas. So those are other reasons why I was like, you know, maybe I should back off of these ideas. And I was struggling with these ideas. And the reason why I was struggling with ideas for this last reason was I wanted to maintain being the chivalrous gentleman, chivalrous knightly gentleman Grandma Claire raised me to be. And at the same time, I just felt this sense of, you know, we have to heal the eroticism traumas, the sensuality traumas, sexuality traumas, and the shape-shifting traumas, energy traumas that us survivors have gone through and people who have gone through these same traumas too. And I just had a hard time because it's like, well, you know, I have a lot of gifts and I did not want to confuse people with all of what I'm called to do in life. I didn't want any unnecessary overlappings. I didn't want any needless contradictions. And I did not want to mislead people or misguide people in terms of who and what I am. I didn't want anybody easily confused and easily petrified because of me. I remember us abuse survivors saying, what if we accommodated neurodiversity, neurodivergence within our erotica industry? What if we had Braille and sign language as a part of our erotica? And then we were saying to each other, like, what if we Like, we would talk to each other about, what if people understood that within sexuality, eroticism, and sensuality, there's wholesome decision-making, wholesome problem-solving, wholesome conflict resolution, wholesome creative thinking, wholesome lateral thinking, wholesome critical thinking, wholesome interpersonal skills, wholesome communication skills, wholesome self-awareness, wholesome empathy, wholesome assertiveness techniques, wholesome equanimity, and wholesome resilience, wholesome coping with emotions and coping with stress wholesomely, wholesome anger management, wholesome attitudes, wholesome emotional intelligence, wholesome emotional literacy, wholesome emotional self-regulation, wholesome gelatology, wholesome hope theory, wholesome impermanence, wholesome kindness, wholesome life skills-based education, wholesome moral development, wholesome people skills, wholesome professional boundaries, wholesome personal boundaries, wholesome positive psychology, wholesome recognizing, understanding, labeling, expressing, and regulating emotions, the five key emotion skills of the acronym RULER. Wholesome social intelligence, wholesome social skills, wholesome soft skills, wholesome study skills, the wholesome theory of multiple intelligences, and, you know, and even vocational skills. Hey, so we were like, you know, even sexuality, racism, and sensuality have literacy, numeracy skills, transversal skills, and citizenship skills, as well as financial literacy, as well as substance abuse prevention, as well as lifelong learning, as well as professional personal development. So we're like, life skills are within sensuality, eroticism, and sexuality. And that's what we were telling each other. And then we were like, you know, talked about, what if as abuse survivors we can educate people that when it comes to sexuality, sensuality, and eroticism, there should be no stimulation of trauma triggers, trauma stimulus, trauma stressors, trauma reminders, traumatic coupling, traumatic trigger warnings, traumatic content warnings, traumatic flashbacks, traumatic panic attacks, traumatic heart attacks, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, acute stress disorder, emotion dysregulation, hypervigilance, hyperventilating, repressed memories, and survivor guilt. Those are things we would talk to each other about. Hello, so I'm going to now talk off the rest of the top of my head because it's about that time. So when I thought of how even I've met survivors of sexually transmitted infections, sexually transmitted diseases, and they said that that they feel unrepresented, uninvited, unwelcomed, and uncared for by the sex industry and the porn industry. And they said, Antonio, there's this myth that all of us with sexually transmitted infections, sexually transmitted diseases, can't have sex. There's some of us, because our risk is extremely low, and because we self-care, we eat right, drink healthy fluids, exercise, do everything our doctors and dentists tell us to do, and do everything our gym trainers, dietitians, and nutritionists tell us to do, we still have sex, we just gotta birth control it. And they said, Antonio, we feel cared for by you. We feel welcomed by you. We feel represented well by you. We feel invited by you. We feel a sense of belonging with you. And that truly warmed my heart. Because it just gave me flashbacks of how I was always protective of people, STDs and STIs, even when I was 5 years old. And people, STDs and STIs in the crime world thought highly of me. We hung out all the time. I was very protective of them, was understood. Don't clown people with STDs and STIs or I was going to bloody pulp you with my bare hands and with my feet too. So, and sometimes that did happen. And after a while, the streets were like, all right, don't bully people with STDs and STIs or Antonio's going to get at you with the beat downs and the stomping, so to speak. So I remember also wrestling with the concept of having sex on camera, because in the world we live in, like I've mentioned before, I have in the past, when I was watching mainstream porn, I don't anymore because I don't see any mainstream porn that's honoring of us survivors. And ethical porn out here, I don't see us survivors being a compassionate focus. So I don't even see ethical porn anymore. Even though I love the concept of ethical porn and there is good mainstream porn out here, I haven't been able to find it. So, and I haven't seen any erotica that's in favor of us survivors. So I don't view the erotica much. I don't view the erotica anymore. I don't do the audio written erotica anymore. Don't get me wrong. I love the concept of audio erotica. I love the concept of written erotica. I love the concept of video erotica. But the video erotica doesn't give us survivors any form of hospitality from what I've seen and heard. I just struggled with having sex on camera because you do have adult film internet trolls and adult film hecklers in this world. When I used to be on mainstream porn sites, I'm not anymore. There was a time where I saw body shaming comments, sexual performance shaming comments. I saw kink shaming comments, consent shaming comments, sex shaming comments, slut shaming comments. They were all of profane language. They were all of vulgarities. They were all of obscenities. They were all of socially offensive linguistics. They were all hate crime language, hate speech. They were the most vicious expletives I've ever seen. I mean, they were graphic in their typed bullying, verbal abuse, and expressing non-verbal abuse intentionality within the comments under the porn videos. And in the porn videos, you have thumbs up and thumbs down. So if more people think your video is terrible, you get red thumbs downs more than the green thumbs up. And the reverse is also true. If more people think your video is awesome, you get more green thumbs up than the red thumbs down. And then you have, in the porn world, you do have percentages. And the percentages speak volumes of what the world thinks of your video. Like if you get a 50%, they just gave you an F. If you got 75%, the world just gave you a C. If you got an 80%, the world thinks you did a B minus. If you got a 97, you just got an A plus. 100% in porn happen, but they're hard to happen because a lot of porn consumers are hard to please. And no pun intended, they really are hard to please. And if they like your comments, if they like the comments, they'll just create a thread of comments where they piggyback off what you positively said, and they'll add their positive comments, or they'll create a thread where they may not like your positive comments and put negative comments under it. And the reverse is also true. If you put negative comments, somebody might put positive comments as a way of refuting what you said. And you have all these kinds of threads under these porn videos. So I struggled with doing adult films for years. I struggle with it because it's like, well, I know I'm an exhibitionist. I know I'm a voyeurist, but I'm an ethical voyeurist. I'm an ethical exhibitionist by nature, both by nature. And at the same time, I want to best protect the erotic privacy, sensual privacy, sexual privacy of myself and whoever I may end up with. I don't want it to traumatically reverberate and traumatically vibrate, you know. And I was like, once you put something of adult films out there, it's out there forever. Even if it's, you know, therapeutic to a lot of survivors, it's out there forever. Anybody can see it, and there's no way of stopping them from seeing it. So I struggle with it because it's like, well, there is a lack of, for the most part, a lack of wholesome representation, wholesome portrayals, wholesome depictions, and wholesome visuals and wholesome audio of holistic eroticism, holistic sensuality, and holistic sexuality too. And it hurts the survivors the most because often we are the most not featured in terms of eroticism and its expression, sensuality and its expressions, and sexuality and its expressions. So I've wrestled with it. Now, I remember talking to survivors about it, because survivors will tell you the truth. And they said, Antonio, this is not smut or risque. They said, What you're putting out there, it's not disgusting, it's not filthy, it's not nasty, it's not trifling, it's not nauseating, it doesn't make anybody want to gag in their right minds. They're like, Antonio, we really need wholesome nudity, wholesome half nude, wholesome fully clothed, and we need wholesome sex positions, wholesome sex acts, and we really need wholesome romance to be shown. Because I can't think of anybody else that sees the connection between healthy flesh and healthy flesh usage with survivors and how it causes our souls to be healthy, to be of healthy soul usage. And they said, Antonio, I really think you should do it. You really should do it for us. And every survivor I've ever talked to about this was like, Antonio, you should do this. You know, you're well protected from the hecklers and the trolls. And they were like, well, Antonio, what you're doing, you know, what we're doing is, it's not immoral, but there's a lot of people that feel what we feel. They're like, we're tired of seeing instrumentality in adult films. We're tired of seeing denial of autonomy in adult films. We're tired of seeing inertness in adult films. We're tired of seeing fungibility in adult films. We're tired of seeing violability in adult films. We're tired of seeing sexual slavery ownership in adult films. We're tired of seeing denial of subjectivity in adult films. We're tired of seeing reduction to body in adult films. We're tired of seeing reduction to appearance in adult films. We're tired of the silencing in adult films. We're tired of commodification in adult films. We're tired of objectification in adult films. We're tired of dehumanization in adult films. We're tired of sexual objectification in adult films. We're tired of self-objectification in adult films. We're tired of reification in adult films. We're tired of the objectification of social relationships in adult films. They were talking about mainstream pornography. And they said, Antonio, the reason why you shouldn't do adult films, Antonio, and this is my fellow survivors telling me this, and they want y'all to know all of what we're saying, by the way. They're saying, Antonio, there's no such thing as erotic objectification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as erotic dehumanization when it comes to you. There's no such thing as erotic self-objectification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as erotic reification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as erotic objectification of social relationships when it comes to you. And they said, Antonio, there's no such thing as sensual objectification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sensual dehumanization when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sensual self-objectification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sensual objectification of social relationships when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sensual reification when it comes to you. They said there's no such thing as erotic commodification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sensual commodification when it comes to you. Then they told me this. They said, there is no such thing as sexual dehumanization when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sexual objectification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sexual self-objectification when it comes to you. There's no such thing as the sexual objectification of social relationships when it comes to you. There's no such thing as sexual reification when it comes to you. And there's no such thing as sexual commodification when it comes to you. This is what they told me. They said, Antonio, here's why you should do adult films. When it comes to sex, sensuality, eroticism, and romance and shape-shifting, there's zero instrumentality in you. There's zero denial of autonomy in you. There's zero inertness in you. There's zero fungibility in you. There's zero violability in you. There's zero slavery ownership of any kind in you. There's zero denial of subjectivity in you. There's zero reduction to body in you. There's zero reduction to appearance in you. And there's zero silencing in you. This is what my fellow survivors told me. And they're like, Antonio, by the time you're 40, We want to get this, we want to get our erotica industry started. And at first it was hard to embrace their ideas, even though it came from empathetic place, because in my mind, if I experience attacks, verbal and nonverbal attacks on my flesh, and verbal, nonverbal attacks on my sexual expression, it's even my nudity, and all things sex, all things romance, all things sexuality, all things eroticism within adult films that they said would be doing. I said, isn't that the same as what I endured as a child? And they said, Antonio, back then you had no choice to no fault of your own. Now, as an adult, you're doing this for people like us. And they said, excuse my French, but motherfuck the ones that are shit piles. And they said, Antonio, you have so much protection that the backlashers will get the worst backlash of their lives. And they will instantly regret ever shit talking about you. And they said, Antonio, it's not a matter of a repeat of your childhood. It's more of nothing about you is done out of pain. Nothing about you is done out of rejection. Nothing done about you is done out of discomfort. Everything that you do is out of joy, out of peace, and out of healthy self-esteem. Trauma complexes have no hold on you. And they said, Antonio, look at it this way. Whenever you do the right thing in life, motherfuckers are going to be a bunch of wanksters. And they said, at the same time, you're not promoting living too fast. You're not promoting living fast and dying young. You're not promoting living on edge. You're not promoting death wishing. You're not promoting recklessness. You're not promoting catastrophes. You're not promoting calamities. You're not promoting chaos. You're not promoting human rights violations. You're not promoting equal rights violations. You're not promoting civil and political rights violations. You're not promoting economic, social, cultural rights violations. You're not promoting environmentalism violations. And you're not promoting animal cruelty at all. By nature, you love people, nature, architecture, yourself, Earth, the planet Earth, the universe, and insects. And there's nothing about what you do, even within adult films, that violates all the above. And I remember them saying that people want to see unscripted, genuine eroticism, unscripted, genuine sensuality, unscripted, genuine sex. and they want to see spiritually naked and unashamed sex. They want to see physically naked and unashamed sex too. And they want raw eroticism, raw sensuality, raw sexuality. And they want natural eroticism, natural sensuality, natural sexuality. And they said, Antonio, that's what you would be doing. And they said, Antonio, by nature, you have a healthy body image. By nature, you don't have sexual performance anxiety. By nature, you don't have sexual disorders. You know, you don't have arousal disorders, pain disorders, orgasm disorders. And desire disorders. Those are unnatural to you by just intrinsically who you are. And they said, Antonio, you're not promoting sexually transmitted infections. You're not promoting sexually transmitted diseases. You're not promoting sexual compulsive behaviors. You're not promoting sexual compulsive behaviors. You're not promoting sex addiction. You're not promoting masturbation addiction. You're not promoting porn addiction. You're not promoting any of those things. So why shouldn't you do these things? And there's nothing that you're saying or doing that would be illegal nor immoral. And this is what my fellow survivors would say to me. And it was hard to accept at first because, you know, I felt like, is there another way that I could have these concepts without being new for everybody to see? And they're like, well, there are a lot of us who learn best visually. You can tell us something all day and all night, but we need to see a visual. It's one thing to need sex surrogate partner therapy and not be able to afford it, but, and some people can't. That's one of the reasons why you should do these things, Antonio. You're basically giving virtual sex surrogate partner therapy to those that need it. And they said, you're giving virtual sacred sexuality to people that need it. You're giving virtual Kama Sutra to people that need it. And you're giving virtual sex therapy to people that need it. Because not everybody can afford these things, but when they go to your website and, if you know, in the future, they'll be able to still have what they need up close and personal to them. And I also remember my fellow survivors saying to me, they said, Antonio, it's healing the sexual wounds that occurred against you. Like, this, what even in adult films, is very therapeutic to people who have endured rape trauma syndrome, and you not being the only one that's endured it, because we know what that's like too. You're basically a virtual sex coach to a lot of people. You're a virtual sex work therapist to a lot of people. You're like a virtual sexologist to a lot of people. You're a virtual intimacy coach to a lot of people. You're a virtual pleasure coach to a lot of people. You're a virtual intimacy coordinator to a lot of people. You are a virtual intimacy choreographer to a lot of people. You're a virtual intimacy director to a lot of people. And, you know, I remember them saying that you're a virtual. You're like a virtual heart-centered sex coach to a lot of people. You're a virtual mind-blowing, mindful sex coach to a lot of people. And you are a virtual person-centered sex coach to a lot of people. And you're a virtual consent coach. You're a virtual kink coach. You're a virtual body coach. You're a virtual soul sex coach. You're a virtual memories coach. You're a virtual touch coach. You're a virtual taste coach. You're a virtual hearing coach. You're a virtual smell coach. You're a virtual sight coach. You're a virtual feelings coach. You're a virtual actions coach. You're a virtual thought coach. That's, you know. And they said to me, you're a virtual Kundalini coach. And you're a virtual tantric sex coach. You're a virtual tantric sexuality coach. And they said, you're a virtual erotic blueprint types coach. You're a virtual sexual personality coach. And you're a virtual shape-shifting coach. You're a virtual energy coach. And they said, you're a virtual erotic authenticity coach. You're a virtual erotic intelligence coach. And I remember you're also a virtual dating coach, Antonio. You're like a virtual couples therapist. And they said you're a virtual ethical non-monogamy coach. You're a virtual ethical monogamy coach. And they said that they said, and you do something that the majority of adult film performers don't do. You get to provide neurodiversity and neurodivergence to eroticism, sexuality, sensuality, and romance. You get to do that. That gets to be you. And that really touched my heart. I fully embraced it. Now, it took me 13 years to and people should be mindful of the fact that within human sensuality, human eroticism, human sexuality, and human romance, it's been a mixed bag that humans treat all of those gifts with. So, sensually speaking, erotically speaking, sexually speaking, romantically speaking, there has been human worry, human sense of wonder, human wonder, human trust, human sympathy, human surprise, human suffering, human chronic stress, human psychological stress, human spite, human sorrow, human social connection, human shyness, human shock, human shame, human sentimentality, human Zaychut, S-E-H-N-C-H-C-U-C-H-T, human schadenfreude, human sourdade, human melancholy, human sadness, human revenge, human resentment, human remorse, human relief, human rejection, human regret, human rage, human vanity, human insults, human hubris, human hybris, human grandiosity, human pride, human pleasure, human self-pity, human pity, human passion, human panic, human outrage, human nostalgia, human neglect, human mono-no-aware, human lust, human love at first sight, human limerence, human love, human loneliness, human kindness, human joy, human jealousy, human isolation, human irritation, human interest, human inspiration, human insecurity, human infatuation, human indulgence, human hysteria, human IUG, human humiliation, human hostility, human horror, human hope, human homesickness, human hurrayeth, human hatred, human happiness, human guilt, human grief, human greed, human gratitude, human gratification, human frustration, human flow, human fear, human faith, human knowledge, human excitement, human euphoria, human envy, human enthusiasm, human enthrallment, human emptiness, human empathy, human vicarious embarrassment, human ecstasy, human doubt, human distrust, human disgust, human disappointment, human desire, human depression, human defeat, human curiosity, human cruelty, human courage, human contentment, human contempt, human confusion, human confidence, human compassion, human calmness, human boredom, human awe, human attraction, human arousal, human apathy, human anxiety, human anticipation, human annoyance, human anguish, human angst, human anger, human amusement, human agony, human agitation, human affection, human aesthetic emotions, human adoration, human admiration, human acceptance. So those are all the typical emotions that people have treated: sensuality, sexuality, eroticism, and romance. And if we're not careful, we can victimize sexuality, sensuality, eroticism, and romance with human cynicism, human defeatism, human nihilism, human pessimism, human reclusion, human Weltschmerz, human fatalism, human resignation, human stoicism, human negativism, human gloominess, human doom and gloom, human gloom, human predeterminism, human predestinarianism, human necessitarianism, human fate, human fatedness, human passive acceptance, human acceptance of the inevitable, and human negative thinking. And last thing I want to say is that I remember my fellow survivors and I were talking about, wouldn't it be cool if our own erotic industry had its own employee benefits? And they said, for examples. Before I get to that, this popped in my head to tell you all. So, this is something me and survivors have talked about. When it comes to sex, we have to be mindful of human views, human understandings, human thoughts, human intentions, human speech, human actions, human livelihood, human efforts, human mindfulness, human concentration, human reason, human rationality, being well balanced with human empathy, human compassion, the human middle way, the human middle path. That's important too. Making sure we well balance, make sure there's no human overindulgence nor human extreme asceticism. Those are important things too. We have to be mindful of human tone of voice, human word choices, human gestures, human body language, human facial expressions, human nonverbal communication. And I'll say this and I'll get to employee benefits. So we have to, when it, plant a sexual thought and reap a sexual word. Plant a sexual word and reap a sexual action. Plant a sexual action and reap a sexual habit. Plant a sexual habit and reap a sexual character. Plant a sexual character and reap a sexual destiny. So in closing, we were saying things like, what if in our erotica company, And we'll give you some examples of the benefits, not all, but the basic employee benefits. What if we had our own banking and we didn't have to rely on the big banks that tend to discriminate against abuse survivors and sex workers? What if we had our own health insurance, dental insurance, wellness programs, fertility benefits, financial, mandatory PTOs, retirement benefits, disability insurance, employee discounts, flexible hours, flexible schedules, remote work opportunities, mental health bonuses, parental leave, student loan repayment, computer benefits, scholarships, education assistance, FMLA, life insurance, gym reimbursement, professional development, sick leave, child care, paid holidays. So that's, we were some of the many benefits. We're just saying, what if we also had investment opportunities and you got the 8 streams of income and that millionaires make and all the insurances that exist. So we were just brainstorming these ideas, but these are the kind of conversations us survivors have and hold with one another, with each other. There's more. So I remember survivors telling me, what if in our erotica industry, people got to see wholesome triad polyamory, wholesome quad polyamory, wholesome V polyamory, wholesome solo polyamory, wholesome polycule polyamory, wholesome hierarchical poly, wholesome anchor partners, wholesome kitchen table poly, wholesome parallel poly, wholesome polyfidelity, wholesome relationship anarchy, wholesome polygyny, wholesome polygynandry, wholesome polyandry. Wholesome swinging, wholesome open relationships, wholesome open marriages, wholesome group sex, wholesome two people sex, wholesome monogamy, wholesome hierarchical poly, wholesome hinge poly, wholesome monopoly, wholesome poly webs, wholesome casual sex, wholesome friends with benefits, wholesome booty calls, wholesome anonymous sex, wholesome one night stands, wholesome hybrid relationships, wholesome poly families, wholesome cuck queens, wholesome cuckolds, and lastly, like wholesome cuck queening, wholesome cuck holding. Oh yeah, and lastly, I meant to say this, like basically, wholesome committed sex too. Now I'm officially done. Now, this is the best way to conclude. So, my fellow survivors and I talked about the fact that the world needs to see healthy birth control implants, healthy IUDs, healthy birth control shots, healthy birth control vaginal rings, healthy birth control patches, healthy birth control pills, healthy condoms, healthy internal condoms, healthy diaphragms, healthy birth control sponges, healthy spermicide and gel, healthy cervical caps, healthy fertility awareness FAMs, healthy withdrawal pullout methods, healthy breastfeeding is birth control, healthy outer course abstinence, healthy sterilization, healthy tubal ligation, healthy vasectomies, healthy PrEP, healthy PEP, and healthy HPV vaccines. As well as healthy intrauterine conception. I'm sorry, healthy intrauterine contraception, healthy levonorgestrel intrauterine system, LNG IUD, healthy copper T intrauterine device, which means IUD, healthy hormonal methods, so healthy implants, healthy injections, healthy oral contraception, in this case, healthy combined oral contraceptives, healthy progestin-only pills, healthy patches, healthy hormonal vaginal contraceptive rings, healthy Berry methods, healthy sponges, and healthy male condoms, healthy female condoms, healthy spermicides, healthy fertility awareness-based methods, healthy monthly fertility patterns, and healthy lactational amenorrhea methods, healthy emergency contraception, healthy emergency contraceptive pills, healthy copper IUD, and healthy permanent methods of birth control, like healthy female sterilization tube, or ligation or tying tubes, healthy male sterilization, in this case, vasectomy. So, people need to see healthy reversible methods of birth control. And also, people do need to see healthy permanent methods of birth control. Because in the porn industry, the mainstream one, a lot of times when you see the sex, you're not sure how they're protecting themselves sexually, but I want to showcase that let's be open to all effective forms of birth control, whether they're reversible or irreversible. I think, like, back in the at least 10, 20 years ago, there was an uproar over mandating condoms on mainstream pornography sets. What I want to mandate is using all forms of birth control. As long as you take a pill or take a shot, even if it's not a condom, take something. And I feel like that way I can let the viewers know that something was taken between the two. Even if you don't see a condom, they took something that was effective. I recommend the birth control that's in the 90s percentile in terms of effectiveness from protections against infections, diseases, unwanted children, unwanted pregnancies, what have you. So I feel like that would make a much safer safer sex set, because I feel like even if you don't use a condom, you still should protect yourselves against the obvious. And I feel like if I created my own industry in that way, that there would not be outbreaks of disease and infections. Like, just you have to be honest with each other about what you have and don't have, what you're predisposed to, what you're not predisposed to. Either way, just be honest. And I feel that you know, ethical promiscuity can definitely be shown, because I want to dismantle myths about non-monogamous sex. And plus, I feel like survivors are right. I could showcase healthy casual dating, healthy casual relationships, as well as healthy committed relationships, healthy commitment dating as well. So I really wanted to say that so people know the type of heart that I have. And also knowing that for me, many people would say, well, if you're willing to have on-camera sex, then why wouldn't you go to, you know, sex clubs, BDSM clubs, adults-only resorts, brothels, sex conferences and conventions if you're not a panelist, and dating openly, and strip clubs, right? That's what I remember. Well, I love all those kinds of places as long as it's there within law and reason. But I love all those places. I love all those types of places. For me, I feel like on camera, I have safety, sanity, and serenity. Off camera, I'm not sure if I would have that. Because I have to balance my calling with fulfilling a part of my calling on adult films with all the other parts of my calling, right? So if I have films where you're witnessing virtual, compassionate sex coaching, in adult films that I would be completely running, that's why I would have the safety, sanity, serenity, because I have complete control over it. And I would be 100% satiated with everything thought, said, done, and felt regarding the sex, regarding all things the sex, right? When I'm in these other environments outside of my adult film environment, I can't say I'll be 100% satiated because I don't completely run everything. I'm not a control freak. I'm not a dominant personality. I'm not bossy. I'm not stuck up. I'm not a diva. I'm not obsessed with being bougie. But I know for myself that I know that whatever I fully control, that the sensory information overload concern would be honored. I can't say the same for any other environment. So that's why. And I think the testing would be up to date and accurate. I may have polygraph tests too, because I want to make sure I'm dealing with scrupulous humans. And all the testing and birth control have to be mandatory. Like, okay, take something or swallow something. You know, it's not a condom. and to prove that you're reputable and to show that you don't, you're not a health risk, just take these tests and exams. If you have a curable infectious disease, just make sure that it's fully gone and you've taken all the steps to make sure you don't get infected or diseased again. Now I'm fully complete. I have nothing more to say. As of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.